Once upon a time, there was a princess who thought she was a frog. She didn't look like a frog. She was just afraid that deep down inside, she really was one. Her father, you see, was the famous Frog Prince. When he was a young man, he had been very rude to an old witch, and she had turned him into a frog.
"And you'll stay a frog," she said, "until you learn to be kind. Kind enough to to convince a princess to kiss you."
That's Deborah Henson Conant, the composer and author, reading the opening from her The Frog Princess, the musical sequel to The Frog Prince, just in time for Jakob Grimm's birthday tomorrow. The well-known German linguist and folklorist was born in 1785, a year before his brother Wilhelm. The Grimms were struggling young scholars who had become passionate collectors of the stories that were still being told by word of mouth in Germany at the time. The first volume of what the Grimms called their household tales appeared in 1812, and it was soon followed by others, which included The Frog Prince, the starting point for Deborah Henson Conant's tale. While the Grimms did not think of their stories, at least not at first, as tales for children, Miss Henson Conant does place hers in this light. For one thing, it's free of those often dark and violent undercurrents that many of the traditional tales have. And yet it has not banished all worries and concerns. There's great sadness in Amphibia's life as she grows up and her beloved father dies, and she is on the verge of becoming the ruler of the kingdom. All should be well, but she is desperately afraid that she will revive the curse of her late father and be turned into a frog herself, until she learns how to listen to her secret self and the music that it makes. Music is the key to the story, and the musical themes that Miss Henson Conant weaves through this tale turn it into a kind of modern tone poem that may be set in the present, but that also takes you back to once upon a time, to the Grimms, and to all those anonymous tale-tellers who sang their work to eager ears.